Okay, we're going to do the first Griz in Hilchos Megillah. So, the Psukim in Megillah Esther, Perek Tes, it says like this, Vatichtov Esther Malka Vasa Vichayel Mordechai Yehudi Eskol Tokef, L'kayim es igeres hapurim hazos hashenis. Rashi says hashenis. L'shona shniya chazru v'sholchu svarim shiyasu purim. Alright. So it's different. The first year was more of a spontaneous event. Now it's Mordechai and Esther telling Am Yisrael to be Mekayim Purim in another year. Vayishlach Svarim El Kol Yehudim El Sheva Ve'esrim Umeya Medina Malchus Achashverosh Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. And they sent the Svarim to all the Jews Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. So that's where the Gemara picks up. That expression, divrei words of shalom ve'emes, and then the one more pasuk, l'kayim es yemei apurim ha'ela b'zmanehem kasher kiyam aleihem Mordechai Yehudi v'Ester Malka v'kasher kimu al nashim al zorim divrei hatzomos v'za'akasam. Okay, so you see, in the second year was the move to be koveya purim as a permanent yom. Okay. All right. So the Gemara deals with the expression Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. So where's the Gemara? Gemara is Megillah Daf Tes Zayin Amibes, right? So the Gemara says, hold on. Gemara says, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Right, it's like I'm pretty much across from the Tosus of Tzorach. Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Amar Rebbe Tanchum Vamila Amar Rebbe Yasi. Melamed Shetzricha Sirtut. Ke'amita Shel Torah. What does Divrei Shalom Ve'emes teach you? That you require sirtut, right? You need those engraved lines. Ke'amitel shel Torah. Like the truth of Torah. Strange expression. Ke'amitel shel Torah. So what does Rashi say ke'amitel shel Torah means? Ke'amitel shel Torah. Ke'sefer Torah atzmo. Sirtut, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Amita shel Torah means like the Sefer Torah itself. And how do you know a Sefer Torah requires sirtut? That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's how you know. Okay. That's Shitas Rashi. Right? Of course, the one thing you don't understand is, you know, what does the expression Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, how does that result in Sirtut? I mean, there are a lot of things about a Sefer Torah. How does all of a sudden the Sirtut become isolated in that Limud? I don't think most of us would say, oh yeah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. That's clearly it tells you that you require Sirtut. That's not the first thing that comes to mind when you see the words Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. So that remains a little bit of a mystery. How Sirtut comes into the picture. But in any case, Rashi learns that Amit the Shel Torah means like the Sefer Torah Atzmo. Yeah. Okay. So where's the Griz? Here's the Griz. So the Grizz says the following. Right. V'megillah dafta zayin divrei shalom v'emes v'chulei. Malame shetzricha sirtut kamita shel Torah. You and Shem Papirish Rashi, damita shel Torah, hainu sefer Torah atzmo, de sirtut shelo ho'olach l'mosh m'sinai. Ulam betosus b'menachas daf flamed beis hikshu al zeh. Mahad isa l'koman daf yates. Amar. Yeah, Amar. Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Megillah Nikras Sefer. V'nikras Igeres. Nikras Sefer, Shim Tofer B'chutei Pishtam Psula. V'chulei. And then it's Nikras Igeres that you don't need five of them. Sefer Torah needs at least five tefiras on each, tying, sewing together two amudim. Whereas a Megillah doesn't, you only need three. Okay. So Tosis is kasha in any case is what? Vim neima the din sirta the Megillah yalef mesefer Torah. Im kain lama lano kra the divrei shalom ve'emes. V'tepaglon midin nikra sefer. Ukemodi alfina mized ain in it feres ela begidim kesefer Torah. Hachanami neilef mized etzricha sirta kesefer Torah. You and Shem b'divreiim. Shehalchichu mikoach kushi azu the sefer Torah be'emes lo boi sirtut. Okay. So Tosas kasha is, because the Gemara later on is doresh from the fact that the Megillah refers to itself in two ways, as a sefer and as Igeres. So from Igeres it learns out, from sefer it learns out that it should have tfiros with gidim. It should have tfiros with gidim. So Tosas kasha is, why didn't the Gemara say that since it's called sefer, that according to Rashi, that's how you also know that it requires sirtut. Why did the Gemara say that? Midin nikra sefer. Oh, that's why you need sirtut. Because according to Rashi, sirtut is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai insofar as the sefer Torah. So why did it learn out from the fact that it's called sefer? Why do you need this whole pasuk for, this whole limud of divrei shalom v'emes? Keep it simple. Learn it out from sefer. That's Tosas Kasha.